Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
What is the best part of living alone? 1-800-330-9999. There's a new study that said living alone can boost your mental health. And I was like, really? That's what I got to do? Just get rid of my family?
Well,
not so bad.
I mean, having some private time, right? You're going to do more reading probably in that regard. You're going to watch things that, you know, tend to be more interesting. Or you're going to go the other way, which is totally like some people just can't handle themselves if they live alone.
Sean, what do you think is the best part of living alone?
Well, you can watch whatever shows you want to watch whenever you want to watch them. Clothing, unless somebody comes to the door like a delivery person, is always optional.
Oh, hold on. Time out right there. Do you prefer not to wear clothes when you're home alone?
No, but, you know, it's nice to not have to worry about, like, walking through the kitchen and having to put on clothes if you need something.
You know, I'm going to just say on the clothes thing, one thing that's cool about living alone is clothes can hang anywhere and go anywhere. You've got a lot of closet space. You have a ton of closet space when it's just you. And you can put the drying rack in the middle of the kitchen if you want to.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Was there a third thing?
And it could stay up there for 3 days.
Oh, there's so many things.
Okay.
You know, like if you don't have a roommate, you don't need to put a sock on the door to signal anything. You can just have whoever you want over whenever you want to have them over, provided, of course, you do have to clean up. And bedtime is when I say bedtime is.
I mean, even when you live with other people, you pretty much get to say when your bedtime is.
I don't know. When you're in a relationship, oftentimes, like, you feel the pressure. One person's going to bed or falling asleep, you feel the pressure to go with them.
Not in my house.
No?
No. Nicola, how about you? What is the benefit of living alone?
I can blast my music at the highest level with no problems. Nakedness is at an all-time high, and no one is eating my food. When I get home, it's going to be there.
You know what?
That's good.
That's a very fair point.
Yeah.
We have a new neighbor in my neighborhood, and they're Airbnb-ing this house. Like, it's a big house, and they're Airbnb, I don't know for how long, but they have, like, you know, teenagers and kids or whatever. But I think the teenagers were at the dad's house or somebody's house this past weekend, and mom was blasting the stereo, blasting. And it's funny because it's like 11 a.m. or 2 in the afternoon, and I'm like, she's probably cleaning naked.
That's what you thought? That was the first thing that came to your mind?
When I'm home alone and I'm vacuuming the whole house, I do it in my boxers.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, probably because you're sweaty.
Because I'm running around.
Yeah.
Going fast.
When I get ready for work in the morning, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And sometimes I think about how cool it would be if I could play music while I was getting ready. Like,
right.
How that could set my whole day off on a different thing.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You're never going to be able to.
No.
Not once.
Sometimes when we're in hotels, because we have to get up, or like we're like on site for something.
Yeah.
I'll do it. And it's very exciting.
You know? Unless you're in the room next to you.
Well, I don't care about those people. I'm not married to them and I didn't birth them.
Oh, to live alone sometimes.
I've never lived alone in my life. Have you, Raven?
You know, I mean, for a period here or there. Here's the thing with me. I'm good for like a week or two, and then I put myself in bad situations, right? So I need somebody to come by and visit or whatever. But the funny thing is even after I haven't seen somebody with roommates, they would come back for like a day. You'd be like, oh, I miss them. They're always at their girlfriend's house. Then they'd come back for a day, and you'd be like, go back to your girlfriend's house. You'd be thinking it.
I don't know. Do you think this is true, that living alone boosts your mental health? And if you live alone, what's the number one thing about it? 1-800-330-9999. A new study says that living alone can boost your mental health. That's all we had to do this whole time. Just get rid of everybody and live by ourselves.
Housing's going to go through the roof.
1-800-330-9999. What do you think is the number one perk of living alone? Lisa?
Being able to cook my own meals and not have to worry about anybody else, but at the same time, being able to do what I want when I want.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, never having to consider what somebody else wants for dinner. Can you imagine eliminating that conversation altogether?
So cool. It's like I would just eat chicken nuggets all the time, and I don't even have to explain myself to anybody. That's it.
I think I would just eat whatever was in my frame of vision, right? Like, I open up the cabinet, there's that. Great, perk. You're the winner.
Yeah. Joe, what's the number one perk of living alone?
I don't have to answer to anybody. When I put something down on the table, when I come back the next day, it's right where I put it.
That's right. He can leave anything wherever he wants it.
It's true.
My wife gave me flack the other day because every day when I give the dogs their treat after I let them out in the afternoon, I put the treat thing apparently 3 inches away from where it supposedly goes.
Oh.
It lives on a counter.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if it's anywhere on the counter? What does it matter? 3 inches.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's a big problem.
Right. You're
big
right.
Problem in my house.
Diane, do you live alone?
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
I have a roommate and it's horrible. Oh, it's the worst thing ever. You know, at least when you live alone, I mean, you can pretty much come and go as you please. You know, someone else is not making messes that you have to clean up. You know what I mean? It's so horrendous. It's like, but I can't afford an apartment here because it's too expensive. So I have to have a roommate.
Right.
And it's like you put something down, it gets moved.
Mm-hmm.
They're always there. You can't make a phone call because they can hear you.
Yeah.
You can't, like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's horrible. It's like no peace. There's always somebody there.
I feel like a helpline.
You know?
Yeah. Diane's like, I know this is not what you're asking at all, but I'm just going to call anyway and complain about my terrible
roommate.
You got to
get it off your chest, right? I mean, Diane, does your roommate know that you despise her? Does she know?
Yes.
Yes.
He does. It's a male roommate. And he does. He knows it because I give him the looks like, you know, do you mind like getting your hair out of the bathroom sink? You know, you shave and you leave hair all over the place.
Terrible.
Like, you know, I can't.
Thanks, Diane.
Do you mind doing your laundry more than once a year, you know?
Have a great day, Diane. We've got to go. Good luck with that. Thank you, though, for the call. That's great. Hey, Ann, do you live alone?
I don't.
Okay. What are you calling for, Ann? What are you calling about?
I was calling because I'm looking at my own apartment today, and I can manifest all the great things about living alone.
Wait a minute. So are you going to be living alone?
Yes.
Okay. So what are the things that you're thinking about that are going to be so great?
Oh, my goodness. The simplicity of your own shower thing. You don't have to share. You don't have to worry who's using it. That's only one of many.
She's like, that's it. I just shower.
The concept of your own food.
Yeah.
You don't know who's using your things in the shower. It's your shower.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, as a person with roommates, yeah, the happiest I think I ever was with roommates was when I got my own bathroom and shower.
That's a big deal.
Because you're right. You're like, did you use my razor?
I don't even know what it would be like to have my own bathroom.
Like, I mean, with you, it's your family.
Yeah.
It's not. But imagine if that was with strangers your whole life.
Right. Well, no, my college roommates, we all had to share showers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, your own shower. Good for you. Good luck with the apartment hunt today.
Yeah, I hope you find a great one.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.